Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, near Branson, Missouri. We are particularly looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. All the expansionism of Russia, how they have come down from the north into Georgia, they attacked Georgia, and then moving down with a flotilla in looking to get ports in Syria. We know for sure that they are selling arms to the Middle East. You might want to buy that book by Daniel Silva, Moscow Rules, which is really quite accurate, even though it's a novel, about what's happening with the Soviet Union arming Israel's enemies. Now, according to the Bible prophecy, they're going to be judged for the czarist atrocities against the Jews, for the communism's atrocities, and for present-day atrocities. The Bible predicts they will come down from the north into Israel. We're going to look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 this week, the rest of this week, where these prophecies are prophesied, but we will not take them out of context. The judgment of all the nations has to do with how they treated Israel. We have online scriptures which have the nations, judgment of the nations, because how they treated Israel. And so we're going to look at the book of Ezekiel in context, because the whole book of Ezekiel has everything to do with God's dealings with Israel. The judgment of Russia is in the middle of it. Now, three prophets prophesied that the Jews were going to be scattered. They were going to be carried off into captivity. And in the last days, God's going to ingather them back to their homeland. That ingathering is the biggest sign that the millennial kingdom is about to be set up. So we're going back to the beginning now of the scattering. It began with a Babylonian captivity. Three prophets prophesied it: Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel prophesied it and was actually carried off into Babylon with them. Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians carried off the Jews in three stages. In an early stage, Daniel and the Hebrew children went out. And in an early stage, Ezekiel went out. He prophesied what would be happening back home. It took a long time to walk. I think it's 500 miles as the crow flies from Baghdad to Jerusalem. But they weren't crows. They didn't get to fly. They had to walk. And it was a long way, and it took a long time for news to get back. But Ezekiel prophesied, and his name is pronounced Yehezkel. He prophesied that their temple was going to be burned and they were going to be scattered. They didn't like him to prophesy that when he first went over there with them. But after they were there for a while, a runner came from Jerusalem, which told them that the temple had indeed been burned. And then they loved Ezekiel and looked to him as a true prophet. In the early stages, God showed him, I beheld the living creatures. This is Ezekiel 1:15. One wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces, the appearance of wheels and their work. Wheel within the middle of the wheel. That's an old black spiritual that says, Ezekiel saw the wheel. Sing a little bit of it, Shelley.
Ezekiel saw a wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw a wheel way up in the middle of the air.
Well, now we talk about that, and it describes it, and the color of amber, but actually how that is interpreted is it was the chariot of God that Ezekiel saw. And I didn't know this until I was doing, and I hope I can make it available to you someday. We're getting permission from all of our sources right now. But what he was seeing was the chariot of God who came to escort the Shekinah glory, out from the temple. The Shekinah glory was there in the temple over the holy ark. And the cherubims were at the top of that ark. And the glory of God, the Shekinah, was between the cherubims. And this Merkava, this chariot of God, came to escort it away. And Ezekiel was allowed to see it departing, the glory departing the temple. Had the Shekinah glory not departed the temple, it could never have been destroyed. without the Shekinah glory, the presence of God manifested, then that temple was just a building. So we see in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 3, we watch it, the first stage of the glory withdrawing. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 3, then the glory, verse 4, excuse me, the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub over the threshold of the house. The house was filled with a cloud, and then to the court, where the court was full of the brightness of the glory of God. Verse 18, again, it speaks of the glory departing from the threshold. And then we see in verse 19 that it stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. In chapter 11, verse 22, we see the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city, verse 23, and stood upon the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. That's the Mount of Olives. So the Shekinah glory, we're watching its progress move from over the Holy Ark, move past the threshold, move out to the court, move to the eastern gate, and then go over to the Mount of Olives, where from there it goes up into the heavenlies and departs. And he prophesies this departure, but in this departure, and you can imagine the Jews who are over in Babylon, they're hearing that their temple is destroyed. The glory is departing so that the temple can be destroyed. And they think, is God through with us? Is this the end of us? But Ezekiel is the one who promises, no. God has sent me as a prophet to say, you're going to go back home. Not only that, there's going to be another temple. And that temple's going to, the glory's going to come back to it. So he prophesies to them, you are the remnant. You are what God's going to work through. You're the ones, your children are going to go over into the Babylonian captivity, but he's going to have a people here on this earth when the Messiah comes, and it's going to be through you. And so in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 16, we see the promises of his gathering them back to their land. Although I have cast them far off among the nations, though I have scattered them among the countries, I will be to them a little sanctuary in the countries whither they shall come. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. That's what's happening right now, folks. They are coming home. But in Ezekiel's time, they were going out. But the prophecy was that he is going to bring them back. And he calls this his covenant with them. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 60. I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. His covenant with them to bring them home is everlasting. And so we're going to look at chapter 20 of Ezekiel, verses 40 through 44. A great prophetic promise, even in the land of Babylon, Ezekiel there with them. He prophesies that this is going to happen in the holy mountain where the temple was built. For in mine holy mountain, verse 40, Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 40, for in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, even all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings. I will accept, verse 41, your sweet savor, when I bring you out from the people, gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the nations. And you shall know that I am Jehovah, when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand and gave it to your fathers. When it says he lifted up his hand, that means God swore. He swore that he would bring them home. He swore that he would bring them to the land of their fathers, and he's done it in our lifetime, is still doing it. And he says in verse 44, I'm not doing this because you earned it, Israel. I'm doing it for my holy name's sake. So in those early days, he prophesies to them that they're coming home. So the book of Ezekiel is about their being scattered, and it's about their being gathered back. Now he gives signs at the end of it of his prophetic dealings with the nations and with those who mistreated Israel. So we see prophetic scriptures coming in chapter 35, Ezekiel. He explains what's going to happen to Mount Edom, and that is in present-day Jordan. In Ezekiel 36, he prophesies what will happen into the mountains of Israel. He will bring the Jews home, and the mountains of Israel, folks, is what the world calls the West Bank. He will bring them home. They are to build cities. He blesses them there. You'll love reading Ezekiel 36 and remembering he says, I will settle you after your old estates. Build cities there. Ezekiel 37, he says he's going to bring the people home. He says, and this is the dry bones chapter. This is when God took Ezekiel actually by the Spirit. Ezekiel is in Babylon, but God takes him back and shows him these bones. And let's read Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of Jehovah was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Jehovah and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And he said unto me, Son of man, verse 3, can these bones live? And he said, you know, God. He said, prophesy unto these bones. He said, you say unto them, thus saith the Lord, I will cause breath to enter into you. You shall live. I will lay sinew upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin, and you shall and put my breath upon you, and you shall live. And so he watched them as bone came to bone. There's another black spiritual about this. Ezekiel saw them dry bones. Them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. And Ezekiel prophesied, and the bones came together. And then the breath of God, and the Hebrew word for breath is that word spirit, ruach. And the breath of God came on them, and they lived and stood up, verse 10, an exceeding great army. Verse 11 of Ezekiel 37, he said unto them, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Northern kingdom, southern Israel, southern kingdom, they're coming home. I will open your graves, verse 12. They came up out of the graves of the Holocaust. And God said, I will bring you into the land of Israel. That's about the people. And God says that he's doing this to keep his covenant of peace with them, verse 26. And that the nations will know, verse 28, that I am Jehovah and I do sanctify Israel when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. He's eventually going to have a temple down here for the millennium. Folks, you can get this week's teaching, last week's teaching. We call this the radio teachings. You can get them for $5 each week. We're making a set of CDs that I told when I first started to go over to Israel. It's called Happenings. You can get those from us. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. Tomorrow, we're going to look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 for the exact things that we're seeing prophesied as Russia comes down from the north. Now, we're going to go into that chapter, those two chapters, tomorrow in detail. It's Bible coming to pass, prophesied 2,500 years ago and more, coming to pass in the day that you and I live. We'll go into Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 tomorrow. Be sure to be with us here, and we'll be glad to get into that Word of God again together. This is Billy Brown saying shalom, shalom. Shalom.